Leila, Anna and Jess, I suppose it's a good place to start, but how have they been over the season? Great coaches to work with.
Yeah, Anna and Jess are great coaches. I've worked with them both quite a bit at England and kind of knew how great they were tactically and technically. But this season, they've been even better than what I've had before. Really good at managing the team, really know their stuff and just really keen on developing us each individually as players and the team. So, yeah, it's been a great experience with them.
It's been nice as well that this run's come at the right end of the season.
Yeah, it really has, hasn't it? I think we reached the stage in the middle of the season where it was kind of do or die and we just had to all get together and knuckle down and just see what we could do. So it is great to have that run and to go into finals with just a kind of a good past eight games to build on. So, yeah, good timing.
That's a key point to your season as well, is the strength and the partnership between you and Ebony.
Yeah, I've loved working with Ebony. She is an amazing defender and a really good leader as well, and so experienced and such a valuable member to have in our team. And I've just really enjoyed the opportunity to develop with her and just play game in, game out with her. And I think, yeah, we've developed quite a good combo, but we've still got a long way to go and we're still hoping to be a lot better every game.
Throughout the franchises, this season, maybe more than others, we've seen how the youngsters have actually stepped up. And how have you seen Paige develop?
Oh, Paige has developed so well in the past few games. And I think our other 21s too, like Jess Shaw and Imo, have also done fantastically. But Paige, you can just see her growing in confidence game after game. And she's really stepping up, making great shots and making defenders really have to think. So it's really nice to see how she's grown over the season.
What's it like having those three in the squad?
It's great. They just bring so much energy and I guess just usefulness. Some of us have been there and done it for a few years now. So it's good to have their kind of different viewpoint and kind of some fresh faces around the scene. So yeah, really good to have the youth coming through.
And the good thing is as well, Bath have got that stability from Mia and Rachel.
Yeah, Mia and Rachel are awesome. They're our kind of dynamic duo in the middle, and they obviously, we've got other fantastic mid-tourses too, like Jess Shaw, who just steps in seamlessly when she takes the court. But yeah, those two are just, I think, a rock for Bath and have been for many years and work tirelessly and lead the team really well.
So how on earth do you prepare for somebody like Lightning who've been in that kind of form?
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it? And they've had a fantastic run. But one thing we know is when it comes to finals, it doesn't matter the past 18 games. For us, it's us focusing on ourselves and the good things that we've done throughout the season, but righting some of the wrongs, especially from our last game against Wasps. But having a little look at them and kind of their strengths, their key players in the team and just what we can do to shut them down. But yeah, it won't be a small task. They're obviously on great form, but I really think we can do it.
All focus is obviously your game, but have you had a chance to think about Wasps Thunder?
Not really, to be honest. I think that will be another great game. Wasps are on absolutely awesome form when we played them on Saturday, but I know that Thunder have been really great throughout the campaign as well. So I think that will be down to the wire too, and I think it should hopefully be two great semi-finals.
Everybody's in good spirits going ahead.
Yeah, really great spirits. I think at one time during the season, it kind of felt that top four was a bit too far away from us. So I think we're all just so grateful and just happy that we've made it, that we're just really looking forward to the weekend.
Have you bothered to look back over the season just yet? And have you maybe got a favourite game? Or am I finding you at the weekend and asking you what it was?
So I think, yeah, it'd be great if the Saturday and Sunday's game could be my favourite. But I think the Wasps game for me was my favourite, the first one on Sky, because I think that was a real turning point for us. And it was a good way to kind of prove to ourselves that we were good enough to challenge those top teams. So that was probably my favourite.
And how did you find playing at the Rico? One heck of an atmosphere.
Oh, really good, isn't it? And I remember going there years ago to watch an England game, years and years and years ago. And they've done really well, Wasps, with that venue. And I think it will only grow from year to year, and yeah, really great atmosphere, really good stadium, and I hope that all of the Super League teams can continue to grow and develop as well.
What have you made with the likes of Wasps and Sirens and Stars? What have they brought to the league?
Yeah, it's great that we have the addition of those teams. I think they've tapped into, in terms of location, definitely some areas that hadn't had any teams before. I'm a Brummie, so it was really good to see teams that are targeting the Midlands and the West Midlands in particular now. They've brought a bit more of a commercial side to it as well, which is really nice. And all of the Super League teams, I think, have stepped up in what they're bringing from a commercial and for the fans. And I think they just bring a different style of play and more of a breadth across the league. So they're a very welcome addition. It's been a good season.
And training will be as normal this week? Any extra sessions or...?
No, it's been fairly normal. Sticking to the same thing we've been doing all year. Obviously a bit more of a focus at the end, but it's just business as normal for us.
And wanting to see as many Bath fans there as possible on the weekend?
Yeah, the Bath fans this year have been absolutely amazing. And I remember when I was an opposition player and I used to come to Bath, I used to find it really intimidating. And it's really great having them cheer for me now and not the opposite team. So we know that we've got a travelling army of fans who will be there shouting and waving blue and yellow flags. So, yeah, we thank them for everything they've done this season.
And just ready to go and looking forward to it?
Yeah, really looking forward to it. I can't wait.